Hey, family, friends, loved ones, and new friends, welcome to the LLC. Make yourselves comfortable, relax your mind, leave that baggage at the door. Listen, those closest to me call me AR, and some call me Rush. Either one you choose is perfectly fine by me. Let me give you the who, the what, and the why behind the LLC. The who, the what, and the why is pretty simple. We talk spirituality, we talk business, we talk mental health. Most of all, let's talk about what happens every day in what I call hashtag in my zip code. In many zip codes, LLC represents a limited liability company, but where I come from, it most often represents laundromat, liquor store, church. My hope and prayer is that this podcast will be one of transparency, healing, and transformation. It is my desire to bring industry professionals and much more to your zip code so that you too can embark on a journey that revolutionizes the way that you think, feel, act, which will bring about new results in your life. So let's journey together. Life is better when it's shared. I hope you agree. Let's build some interdependency through trust and integrity. Pick your place, y'all. We can connect at the laundromat, the liquor store, or the church. So let's get it. What's up, beautiful people? This is your boy AR. You're probably gonna hear some sounds in the background, and I definitely don't want to edit anything. Never really do. But the birds chirping, the waves crashing against the rocks and the beach. I definitely want that to be a part of the episode because it's important. The sailboat that I can see from a distance in the ocean, the speedboats that are passing by in the ocean as I speak are all a part of what encompasses this particular episode. I feel like it'll be a short one. Maybe it won't by the time we're finished. But I just wanted to speak this morning. I wanted to remember that I had a plan for myself. I wanted to remember that I had a plan for this particular show and got away from that. It's been about 6 months or so since anything has been recorded and published, right? There's been some thoughts, but they just haven't been published. But I wanted to put this out because I'm in a very serene place. Island of St. Lucia is absolutely gorgeous. The folks here are so very warm and friendly. We've encountered nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing, but love and warmth and just an invitation to enjoy, you know, other folks' home here in St. Lucia. And just some thoughts that I wanted to share really are my growth and letting you guys know that it's okay to grow, right, to evolve, to do that daily. There's so much going on in the world, so many things that we're afraid of, so many things that are causing us anxiety. And if I can be of any release to someone, because I'm willing to be transparent and willing to share, I definitely want to do that. So I'm sitting on the patio. I feel extremely blessed. I never forget the moments in when I met my wife and had an opportunity to take her on a date. I only had $36 to do so. 31 was cash and 5 was like points to a local grocery store. And I made that work. We made that work. And so now here we are on this beautiful vacation, and we're enjoying self, we're enjoying one another. Our friends and family are here. We're here to celebrate them for their lovely vow renewal, and we're just grateful. It is the word I can use, forever grateful for all of this, knowing where I and we came from, never ever wanting to forget that. You know, every day that I wake up, it is a blessing. I'm saying thank you. I am learning, and that's what I want to share today. So a couple of things that I learned And this start really did start last week before we got here. We had an opportunity to go to a ball, and I posted something on my socials, and my wife came and she's like bounced on the bed and said, "Thank you for calling me beautiful. Thank you for calling me gorgeous." And obviously, I told her, "You're welcome, but I'm always looking to improve as a person, a son, a father, a husband, brother, a man. I'm always looking to improve." And so I thought to myself, it made her way too happy that in a post I refer to her as gorgeous. I refer to her as beautiful. I kind of pride myself on studying the love languages, and I know what hers are. So it really did kind of like smack me in the face, and I'm not beating myself up or anything, but I'm learning, as I said. So I learned, wow, you either need to do this more, you're not doing it enough, or maybe a combination of it all. And so I really wanted to share that because there's going to be some things, I'm assuming, there's some things that you could do to affirm yourself. There's going to be some things that you can do to affirm your loved ones, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your coworkers. And they might need it more than they're admitting to. They might need it more than they're willing to share. The other thing happened just yesterday, here in St. Lucia, and it was morning. Woke up, did the morning routine, and she hadn't quite gotten up yet, and she was just getting up. And so as I approached her, I truly was approaching to give a hug, and to greet her. And she began to step aside as if she was moving out of the way, as if she was standing in my way of getting something. And, I just sort of made eye contact, and she kind of figured, oh, maybe like I'm not in the way, right? Perhaps something else. So I fully approached and, gave her a hug and again said to myself, this is something that you're not doing or not doing it on a regular basis, right? So again, not beating myself up, but just looking to grow, looking to be able to do things that feel good to my partner, to my wife. I realized some things maybe about a month ago. And the things were that within self, understanding, learning, knowing, I have a wife. And you probably say, well, dude, you've been married for a number of years. Like, what do you mean? Well, I think there was something that was within me that was not fully accepting of me. And therefore, I was never going to be able to fully accept her. And these are things that probably no one knew because I'm just learning it myself. And maybe I'm not expressing it to the fullest to where you can really grasp it, but maybe you do grasp what I'm saying. And the basics of it is until we accept ourselves, until we fully love ourselves for every good thing, every bad thing, every pound that we want to shed, every pound that we want to gain, every muscle we want to gain, until you really fully accept yourself, I just believe it's difficult to fully accept the others around you. I think that's where we get into the comparison trap, and we don't fully allow ourselves to love us as God loves us. And God loves us unconditionally. And if that's the truth, we need to do the same for ourselves. We need to make sure that our tank is full because others are going to need our tank throughout the hour, throughout the day, throughout the week, the month, or the year, and they're going to be pulling from that tank. So we need to make sure that our tank is full, right? We need to make sure that we give ourselves a hug first in the morning before we attempt to go and give someone else, anyone else, a hug, right? We want to accept the fact that we love ourselves before we attempt to love anyone else during that day. Many of us, self-included, are so sacrificial and wanting to give, wanting to serve. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But please remember to take care of yourself and serve yourself in the ways that suit you. Just like being out on the patio today is very soothing for me. Again, watching the sailboat, another speedboat went by. Not sure if you heard that, but it's just an amazing scene to watch the creation, right? The world that God has created. I feel very, not only is the word bad, but no other word is coming to mind right now for those that are suffering, for those that are hurting, for those that are in pain right now. My heart goes out to you. I hope that either this show or another show or a professional, because I'm certainly not a professional, I do understand that God gifted me with the gift of discernment and the gift of listening. Oftentimes I can hear things that people don't even say. I can hear it with their body language and attention to detail. You know, I'm looking at the floor, which I often do. I know people say that's bad, but I just sometimes have this really, really great attention to detail. And, you know, we were blessed to remodel a bathroom in our home. The tile that's lining, they used it as a baseboard here. It's the exact same tile. I mean, the exact same tile that we put within our bathroom. We'd never seen it before, had never been to St. Lucia before, but those are things that I notice with the eye of detail. And I think those are things and moments where God allows you to connect and he allows the moments to say, you were looking for this within your home, right? We get to St. Lucia, they tell you, welcome to your home away from home. And I have a few days looking at the floor, the baseboard, and it's the same tile. So there's a connection all the time. And I wish that this show would help people feel connected, especially men, right? I created this heavily for the men that I know, the men that I don't know. And I really hope and pray, as I stated, that my transparency will be able to help someone to love themselves today, to love their spouse today, to love their kids today. And please know something, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in the past couple months, but for sure on the island, is that you can plan all you want. I believe planning is good, but we need to really learn to have flexibility. I want to share something, and it's humorous, right? I want to put that disclaimer out because I said this last night and the person didn't really grasp it immediately, but that's okay, right? If you could see me, I'm smiling big, but nothing I've planned, for the most part, nothing that I've planned on this island has really gone according to the plan. Again, I'm smiling largely. You can't see me, but I have a huge smile on in my heart and on my face. So I planned to visit the golf course that they have here. They set us up for 8:30. Mind you, I'm learning to play golf. I know nothing about it, but they set us up for 8:30. I woke up. I promise you, I was in a hurry. I was feeling very anxious, and I was all over the place. I wanted to eat before we went out, and didn't happen. We got there at 8:30. Weren't able to eat. Well, it just so happened that the golf pro got called into a meeting, so they weren't able to make our 8:30 time frame. Well, all we did was walk over to the pavilion, and we had a beautiful breakfast looking out at the pool and at the ocean. It was very calm. It was very serene. It's what was needed. Well, we finished breakfast, walked back over to the greens, And the golf pro was there to say hello, greeted us, but informed us that the 9:30 that we had moved it to, we weren't going to be able to keep that time. What he said was, hey, let's pick a time. I'm going to make sure that nothing interferes with this time. He apologized two more times, but then he gave us a quick 15 minutes, you know, kind of like tutorial. And man, he dropped some nuggets. He dropped some information that I recorded and sent to our folks, you know, back home. I put it on my socials. But the 15 minutes was extremely, extremely enlightening. The 15 minutes was heartwarming. Right? It was a beautiful introduction into him as the instructor. You know, if someone's instructing you, coaching you, you want to make sure that you have a connection. Because otherwise, you won't really be able to grasp everything, perhaps. Right? So we're fired up about going on this other day to get out on the greens and kind of do that thing. But I just want you to know, right? Your plan for the day, your plan for life may require some flexibility. Just as the plan that I had for engagement, the plan I had for marriage, the plan I had for our children, I believe it was good intentions, but it required flexibility. It will always require flexibility. And so my prayer for you is that you find a way to love yourself. You find a way to be flexible when things don't go according to plan. You find a way to love your children, your spouse, your parents, just as much as you love yourself. And I hope that that love, that tank, is overflowing. That saying, you know, to whom much is given, much is required, I believe wholeheartedly in that. It's going to require you to come out of the comfort zone that you've been living in terms of knowing yourself. There's so much more to learn. It's going to require you to come out of the comfort zone of loving yourself. There's so much more love that you have to give to yourself. I hope this is encouraging to you. I hope that you share this. I hope that there's someone that hears this and says, hey, you know, I want to chat with you. I want to talk with you. I hope there's someone that says, I want to be a guest on the show. I hope that this even encourages you to maybe even start your own show. So friends, family, it's been about 6 months since you heard from me via this media. But if everything goes according to plan, that's a joke. We'll be back on track with the recordings and sharing life. I was told by a friend of mine, you know, Daryl, appreciate you, Cat. I was told by him that don't stop what you're putting out there. You know, I heard you. If I heard you, some other people are listening. So I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate everybody for listening. If it's one, if it's 100, or if it's 1,000,000, and I pray that you all have a blessed day. I'm going to go and continue to enjoy the waves and the birds and the people of St. Lucia. God bless y'all. That's it, family. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned. I hope that you can take something away from the LLC. I hope that we can change our zip code. I hope that we can do better than a laundromat, liquor store, and church. I hope that we all end up having a real LLCs, businesses, entrepreneurship, all that good stuff. I wish you nothing but God's best for your life. You can contact the show at idefinemyzipcode@gmail.com. Until then, you guys, let's get it.